Next Curve.
Welcome. This is Leonard Lee, Managing Director of Next Curve, and I hope everyone had a fantastic Easter holiday weekend. And thank you for joining today's Rethink webinar on the topic of the Hybrid Cloud Bill of Rights. And today I'm joined by Ken Balazs, CEO of Cloud Spectator, and Eric Marks, Vice President of Cloud Consulting at Cloud Spectator. Next Curve is partnering with Cloud Spectator in providing an exciting portfolio of forward-thinking cloud advisory and delivery services to our clients. And we officially announced our partnership on February 20th of this year. Ken, Mark, it is an extreme pleasure to be co-hosting this webinar with you guys.
Absolutely. Thank you, Leonard. We're excited to be partnering with Next Curve also. I'd like to introduce Leonard Lee and his background. He's the managing director and founder of Next Curve. Leonard is a 23-year veteran of consulting and has worked at some of the leading consulting and technology companies. While at IBM, Leonard was involved in developing the GBS cloud service strategy for their electronics industry vertical and trained IBM's Top Gun sales executives in cloud strategy and sales. At Gartner, Leonard advised some of the leading technology and cloud service providers with their market strategies and worked with high-tech and media company CIOs with their cloud strategies. I'd also like to introduce Eric Marks, Cloud Spectator's VP of Cloud Consulting. Eric is a 25-year IT consulting veteran, having worked with EDS, PricewaterhouseCoopers, and Cambridge Technology Partners. He was the founder and CEO of AgilePath, an IT consulting firm. He has published numerous business and technology books in partnership with Wiley Insights.
Thanks, Ken. And by the way, numerous books. That's quite a collection you have there, Eric. I wanted to quickly provide an overview of our partnership. The Next Curve Cloud Spectator partnership is about providing innovative data and insight-driven advisory services. And we bring together strong knowledge of the ICT market and enterprise needs with analytics-driven strategy planning and transformation expertise to help CIOs and their organizations through the full lifecycle of their cloud journey from strategy to value realization. We continue to expect cloud computing to change and evolve in the future. And the goal of our partnership is to provide our clients with insights to anticipate these changes and understand the shifts in cloud computing and capitalize on the cloud of tomorrow, starting today.
We all know that cloud has redefined how IT services can be delivered to the enterprises as well as the consumers. In setting the context for our discussion, Leonard, could you please talk about how the landscape is shifting for the CIO and their organization, and also talk about trends related to cloud that are impacting today's IT organization? And Eric, maybe you could also talk about what IT can learn from web-scale companies such as Amazon, Google, Facebook, and others to adopt a consumer-oriented business model?
Sure. That was a big question there, Ken. Well, Ken, the cloud is impacting traditional IT on many levels. But in short, cloud is forcing CIOs to reinvent IT for the enterprise and redefine their own role. And they need to think of their organization as a business now. And you can't survive going forward as a cost center reporting under a CFO. You need to design a viable, compelling business of IT or follow the path of payroll, quite frankly. And today, we're seeing CIOs in the media, entertainment, and technology industries, which are really these, I like to think of them as digital first industries. You see CIOs starting to report directly to the CEO or to the chief strategy officer or some other CXO, anyone but the CFO. And I think this is a huge mindset shift that's happening where IT is expected to be more than just back office. And we're also starting to see these forward-thinking CIOs talking about new operating models for IT that are service-oriented. And interestingly, new business models for IT. It's not just the operations, but thinking of IT in terms of internal business. And some are actually seeking new markets within the enterprise. Much of this is driven by this multifaceted thing that we call cloud computing. And it's only getting crazier as we look at hybrid cloud computing and beyond into the world of 5G and edge computing. Expect cloud to continue to change, as I said earlier. And the need to get in front of this continual change is going to become more urgent for enterprise IT organizations and their CIOs. So you ask, what is forcing CIOs to rethink their role in their organization? Well, there are a number of trends that accompany the continued growth of cloud computing. And the most notable for many IT organizations is the competition that public cloud services pose to the traditional IT organizations' portfolio services. So think Salesforce.com for SaaS, think AWS and Azure for EOS or infrastructure as a service. And how these vendors have impacted the way that enterprises procure, consume, and use IT services. And from infrastructure on up, public cloud providers are packaging IT services to be consumable directly by the business. And this is a big change that's happened with cloud computing. More importantly, the cloud computing business models that these vendors are moving forward with. And increasingly, cloud service providers are taking on the traditional services that enterprise IT organizations provide to the business or have provided to the business. And we're also seeing that IT is becoming increasingly democratized and accessible to everyone, which contributes to the shadow IT issue. And you don't see the air quotes around issue that I'm making right now. The public cloud service provider is just, you know, another vendor who can work directly with and support the business on their citizen IT initiatives and cut out the middlemen, which is oftentimes corporate IT. And we're also seeing a growing trend in IT buying power shifting to the business, giving them direct control with a reduced risk profile to the enterprise due to this whole trend of consumerized packaged IT services that can be delivered by these cloud service providers. Cloud service providers are assuming the risk and liability that used to be placed on the CIO and IT for certain things. And now all the business has to do is manage the SLAs and the quality of service received going forward with these public cloud service providers. And finally, enterprise IT and operational technology are converging. And in many instances, especially in the electronics and media and entertainment industry, where digital is such a big part of their products and services, a product and service technology has been converging with IT for quite some time now. And in short, IT is no longer back of the house. The back of the house is now merging with the front of the house, making the digital conversation increasingly about business and the business value. IT is no longer a discussion or a topic of cost as much as it used to be in the past. And ironically, this does not mean that the CIO is positioned to lead this converged world of IT. You might think they are, but this is the struggle that a lot of CIOs have right now, is how do they position themselves as well as their organization ahead of this trend? So you have these trends, but then you also have the challenges that these trends impose upon the IT organization as well as the leaders who lead these organizations. The CIO is fundamentally seeing their business of IT shrink as service and functions are outsourced and increasingly shifted to the public cloud service providers. And in many ways, the IT organization is on its way to becoming the next payroll, as I alluded to earlier. And what company does their own payroll today? ADP does it for them. And it's become a commodity service. And we see this happening quite extensively within an IT organization and their portfolio service as well. And at the moment, the infrastructure functions of an increasing number of IT organizations is starting to thin out or become completely outsourced. And it's something that I saw quite frequently at Gartner as well as at IBM as I was advising these IT organizations and CIOs. And CIOs continue to see their power weakening as the business goes straight to the cloud for agility, time to market, enterprise class IT services and applications that they need to compete in this accelerating competitive environment. In particular, in an industry such as media and entertainment, in which the business is the boss, the CIO has a very small stick that they're working with. They need to grow a lot of carrots in order to get a seat at the table. And CIOs are increasingly being pressured to do more with less as the business begins to take command of their digital spend and include digital projects into their own budgets. The business is starting to take the driver's seat on the digital conversation. And finally, CIOs are also increasingly challenged to deliver top-line value, not just keep the cost of the core down. And you can no longer hide in the data center It's not going to cut it. The technology is becoming simplified and easily consumable by business. The cloud is here and it's changing the game, and CIOs and IT organizations really need to relook at what is the purpose of their function and how are they going to reinvent themselves in order to not become the next payroll within the enterprise.
So Eric, why don't you talk just for a minute about what IT can learn from web scale companies such as Amazon, Google, Facebook, and others, really do adopt a more consumer-oriented business model?
Well, it's so fun to look at today's web scale companies, again, the Amazons, the Googles, the Apples, et cetera. And as an exercise for the attendees on the webinar, go compare the market capitalization of the old IT technology companies like IBM, Oracle, SAP, and Microsoft, and compare that to the market cap represented by Google, Facebook, Apple, and Amazon. And you're going to see that today's leading technologies are being delivered by companies that started out with a consumer-oriented model. So the web scale companies of today, when you think about it, Apple being the exception, most of them are 10 years old or so. So their legacy apps are only 10 years old. Wouldn't it be great to have a legacy portfolio that was only a decade? But these web scale companies are something to emulate in many respects. And it starts with their cloud native foundation of technology, but that's not sufficient. It also takes a culture of innovation and a culture of automation, of risk-taking, combined with an aggressive technology adoption stance that lets them innovate themselves through any challenges that they encounter. And so as you look at web-scale companies, it's not sufficient to look at the technologies they use, which of course are very cloud-native, very massively scalable and globally powered, but it's also incumbent to look at the processes they use, the culture that they have, the whole spirit of risk-taking and innovation. Without all those things, the technology adoption is not enough.
Thanks, Eric. We've talked about how cloud presents challenges to a CIO and their organization. How can cloud be used as an enabler for CIOs as they reinvent their organizations and IT businesses?
Cloud can be a great ally for the CIO, as well as present some great opportunities as they think about reinventing their business of IT. But there are some critical questions that CIOs should be asking themselves as they start to design their business of IT. And firstly, how can they better compete against public CSPs? And that doesn't mean becoming the next AWS necessarily. I think there's a lot of things that an IT organization, as Eric just mentioned, can learn from them. And it's not all about the technology. It's really about culture, organization, the people, and your readiness to be able to take on this web scale mode of doing things. But rather, I mean, understanding what the IT organization is best positioned to deliver to the business in terms of services, especially those services that are critical and differentiating for the business. And then CIOs also need to understand how they can improve the service they currently deliver to the business. How do you leverage cloud technology and cloud services and service providers to enable faster and continuous delivery? How do you enable DevOps across your IT portfolio? And when does it make sense to leverage a cloud service provider? When does it make sense to invest in your own private cloud environments? I'm going to go back to the first question here about the cloud service providers being competition. We're really looking at it from a lens of the threat that these companies present to your business of IT. And we talked about some of those points in the previous slide. These same CSPs or cloud service providers will be your vendors as well. You're going to be looking at them for services. But the question is, how do you address the threat that they do fundamentally present to your business of IT? And then finally, what new business value can the IT organization drive leveraging cloud? How can the CIO and their team help the business invent new business models, for instance, and capabilities that will help them differentiate themselves in the marketplace and realize competitive advantage? And this could take the form of new cloud-based products, services, accelerated go-to-market, business agility, or scalability, or a slew of other benefits that are associated with cloud enablement. The business IT in the world of cloud computing needs a new metric, a metric that's geared toward measuring the value of IT service, not just the cost. And the key metric that CIOs need to start focusing on is cost performance or price performance. And CIOs need this metric in order to effectively address these three questions that we just went over and progress toward a value-optimized IT portfolio.
Thanks. This might be a little surprising to the audience, but depending upon who we talk to, we often get many different definitions of what a hybrid cloud is. Eric, maybe you could make certain that we're all speaking the same language and provide a common definition for us to be using.
Fair enough. So I'll always defer to the original NIST definitions of their cloud deployments, which of course are private cloud, public cloud, hybrid, and community cloud. But let's focus on what a hybrid cloud is. A hybrid cloud is a cloud deployment that integrates private cloud services or your internal compute resources that have been cloud enabled, along with public cloud services, for example, those from Amazon, Google, Microsoft, and others. So all those private and public cloud services are integrated into a common service catalog that users are able to access through a common cloud portal, and they can access and provision those services through a common provisioning mechanism. So that's as simple of a definition as a hybrid cloud. You're intermixing private cloud resources on-prem with public cloud resources from one or more providers into a common aggregated catalog.
I am interested in knowing what challenges you feel pose the greatest opportunities and potentially the greatest threats for CIOs.
The main thing with a hybrid is you're managing both sides of that equation. You've got to manage and optimize some internal private cloud resources and balance those out with a set of public cloud resources and present those to your users as a single catalog. And so as a CIO managing that environment, you've got to be able to express the aggregate value proposition of a hybrid cloud. Mm-hmm. In other words, what public cloud services can you provide through your portal mechanism that brings value to the IT organization and supporting the business? And then what specialized private cloud services can you also offer that give you some differentiated access and support to the business? That brings into question some of the ideas around managing a hybrid cloud portfolio. One of the things that we feel an emerging area in this space is the idea of cloud portfolio management. And what that means from a CIO perspective is that you're not only managing a set of providers, internal and external providers, but you're also managing a portfolio of services that those respective providers are offering into your organization. So from a provider perspective, the question is one of what's the right provider mix that gives me the maximum competition for my cloud and yet gives me trust as a partner in working with them. At the same time, as I'm balancing a provider mix and ensuring I've got the right competition to get best pricing, I certainly have to manage the service portfolio such that for key services, it's advantageous to have functionally duplicate services from multiple providers, especially for your 80-20 rule use cases, so that you always have a failover or a fallback. And so those are just some of the ideas around managing a service portfolio in the age of a hybrid cloud. Leonard, what would you like to add here to this slide?
Well, I go back to what I mentioned earlier is how this whole cloud universe is so dynamic and changing. And one of the challenges that IT organizations will have today and going forward is a moving target, right? This thing is constantly moving. And Eric, you and I, prior to the call, we just talked about how there's certain vendors out there who are trying to unify not only the cloud, but also traditional ITSM or data center hosted services under a single umbrella, right? You know, you have that going on with IT, but then even beyond that, and we talked about the OT-IT convergence, now the opportunities extend and maybe even the requirements extend beyond what IT traditionally sees as their business. And so now you're going to start to see the compute model start to shift again and go out into the edge and beyond. I think that's the big challenge. And that's why you need to have insight into not only what is cloud today, but how will cloud evolve going forward in order to have an informed strategy. And When you look at the strategy and the challenges hybrid cloud presents, it really boils down to, well, how do I make these ongoing adjustments and optimize? There is no target optimization. There is a spot optimization or maybe a slightly forward optimization that you do. This is a totally different way of looking at the way that you manage IT. It's truly more of a dynamic mandate that you have in the way that you manage your business.
Thanks, Leonard. How should a CIO evaluate total costs across the hybrid spectrum of services? And how can the CIO optimize the value through price performance, transparency, and competition?
This will build on some of the prior answer, right? And thinking about a hybrid cloud as an exercise in next generation portfolio management, one of the things you have to do is get a real clear understanding of your hybrid cloud costs. That means in most cases, you need to bring on some support from a third party or vendor neutral firm to do a cost baseline of your internal IT costs, or AKA your private cloud costs, if you've got them cloud enabled, and then start to also gather public baseline cloud information. Given that, you can start to look at the relative distribution of costs and performance for your hybrid scenarios, and then optimize accordingly. Again, bringing the right mix of providers to optimize negotiating leverage and ensuring you've got the right mix of services such that you have functional equivalents for the 80-20 use cases. Now, given that, you should start to be able to hone in on what the right mix is of public versus private cloud services. So, for example, you might go in with a hypothesis that you'll use 60% private cloud services and 40% public cloud services. That gives you some options and some time to market support. Or you may find that your strategy is best delivered using a reverse. Maybe it's 60% public cloud services and 40% internal. And in all cases, it starts with having brutally honest and neutral benchmarks around those relative costs. There's a study that was done by a big thinker many years ago, and it talked about transaction costs and the size of an enterprise. The boundaries of an enterprise are at the core are fundamentally dictated by what it costs to perform certain transactions. As Leonard mentioned earlier, who does payroll processing? It turns out that it's cheaper to outsource payroll processing because ADP can do it cheaper than you can do that process internally to your enterprise. The same with other outsourced business processes. So in the case of cloud computing, we have to come up with what we think a transaction cost is. I'm not sure a unit of compute is the right transaction cost, but what I'm suggesting is through transaction cost analysis and getting this benchmark information, you can arrive at the determination of what the right portfolio mix is for the distribution of public versus private cloud services.
You know, one of the things that really impressed me in our conversation is that there is this unrealized economic value that enterprises can realize. I realize that I used realize twice in that sentence, but that they can realize by having visibility to this economic transparency that we're talking about. Traditional IT benchmarking is not good enough now in determining how you're doing. And you can't just compare yourself to industry peers in terms of how much you're spending by traditional IT cost categories. In addition to cost, cloud is about service quality. It's about performance, not merely about hardware and software license costs relative to what your peers are spending. And for global enterprises, not all clouds are equal. You need to take the geographic aspect into account as well. And so you need to layer this on top of some of the more categorical criteria that we're familiar with to make up your cloud decision model, along the lines of what Eric was just mentioning.
I think that's helpful and straight to the point. So Eric, quick question for you. Can you just explain what the hybrid cloud bill of rights is?
You'll see in many of these technology waves, somebody puts together a bill of rights. So our concept for the hybrid cloud bill of rights is quite simple. It's the things that you have to get absolutely right to be successful with a hybrid cloud. We've actually encapsulated them down to 7 things that you absolutely have to get right. The audience can read them as we speak, and I'll call out a few of them just for fun. But one of the main things that we've seen over the years of cloud adoption is how few organizations have actually formalized a cloud strategy and an adoption roadmap so that they can actually drive to a set of explicitly stated goals and objectives backed by strategies and tactics with a business case that underlies the investments and the ROI on those investments and a payback period. Another of my favorites is the organizational side of things. That's 3 on the Bill of Rights. There's an increasing interest in organizational design for cloud. So the question is one of, how do you get the right organizational model, the right skills and resources in place such that you can be successful with a hybrid cloud in which you're delivering both public and private cloud services to your respective business customers? As you start to think about this Bill of Rights and things that you minimally have to worry about, you really need to get all 7. You certainly have to excel in a few of these and be competent in the others, but you can't short shrift any of these things. Leonard, are there a couple of these that you want to highlight?
I like your emphasis on strategy. I think that's very important. But going back to what we've talked about so far, it really boils down to speaking a different language almost. You have to subscribe to this new vocabulary, but you also need to start communicating with folks who might not necessarily be familiar with what we're talking about. In particular, for those of you who are working in IT organizations that are still reporting to the CIO, and there's still this whole cost center mentality and focus on cost reduction, it's going to be a stretch for you to start putting together a cloud strategy that articulates things in terms of value. And I think that's an important hurdle that many of you are going to have to make. And also, the other challenge is figuring out, well, okay, we have the strategy, but now how do we articulate value? And on an ongoing basis, how do we measure the results? What are the metrics that we need? Where are we going to get the data to support the value realization for the investments that we're making in cloud? You know, these are the things that I think are critical to get right. Otherwise, everything in the middle, it just doesn't work out.
Leonard, why don't you talk a little bit about some of the steps that would be most important from your perspective?
The strategy piece, that's obviously very, very important. And I think there needs to be a lot of time invested in it. It's not just about going out and getting a boilerplate cloud strategy. There's a whole change program that you need to invest in and making sure that the different stakeholders and constituents who are going to be part of your hybrid cloud strategy and transformation program, they're bought in. Goes back to what I was saying earlier, enabling people to now speak this new language and see things in a bit of a different way or a drastically different way is going to be the big challenge. Why? Because your business is changing. You can no longer survive with a cost center mindset. Otherwise, you will become payroll. I mean, that's the bottom line. You need to change. You need to think different. And I think that is what's so critical here. And it's not a, you're not going to find this stuff in a cookbook or a recipe. This requires you to work with some folks who are going to help you get down into the tough discussions, be able to reach out to your constituents and stakeholders and effectively teach these guys the new language. And you need to also take on this mindset of business of IT. And you do really need to get clarity around what hybrid cloud means for your company as well. I think, Eric, you did a fantastic job of providing a definition of hybrid cloud, but that needs to be clear as well, because, you know, far too often we talk past each other. We still do that with cloud. And many of you on the call right now are probably nodding your head, yes. Cloud is still confusing for a lot of folks. Now you throw hybrid into the mix, it makes things even cloudier, no pun intended. But, you know, the value discussion becomes elusive. So you need to be able to get there. Those things are critical. It wasn't just one thing, right?
Yeah. I would add, if I may, I'm not going to talk about these specifically, but what I'll say is many times with any emerging technology, we reduce it to the technology rather than focusing on the soft side of technology adoption, culture, organization, governance, and behavior.
Yes.
And by way of an anecdote, I worked with one of the intelligence agencies a few years ago, and they were piloting some cloud stuff, some private cloud capabilities. So they took OpenStack, created a bunch of virtual machines, and then made an announcement, hey, we have a cloud, have at it. So what happened, a bunch of people went into this portal and they reserved and grabbed a bunch of capacity and just grabbed it because they were afraid they were going to run out. And then next thing you know, they had no capacity left. The people who reserved the capacity weren't using it. They just went on a land grab because they thought they were going to run out. Well, the reason they ran out is because everybody went on a land grab. So my point with that anecdote is, while it's fairly straightforward to implement the technology of a hybrid cloud, it's much more important to get the behavior and the culture of a hybrid cloud. The idea of share, use it, give it back when you're done is a fundamental lesson of cloud. So if you don't get the culture and behavior and governance right, you'll fail with the technology.
Excellent. So Ken, do you think we have some time for question and answers? Maybe we can field one question. I think that's all we have time for.
Sure. Where in the cloud adoption process does the benchmarking data add value?
People look at costing information either early on during the strategy and planning, or they look at it later on after they've gone live, and then they're trying to figure out what their true costs are. And my opinion is, you need to use benchmarking information during the strategy and planning. You need to use that benchmarking information after you've gone live so that you can do ongoing portfolio management and optimization. And then you certainly need to use that data to mature processes and optimize them on an ongoing basis. So you need it continuously is what my answer would be. Leonard, what do you think?
I agree with you 100%. Again, it goes back to thinking differently about this and having an adaptable, dynamic strategy as well as an operating model that constantly optimizing itself. It goes back to what I said earlier. There is no static cloud strategy. You need to put in processes, practices that continue to leverage price performance or cost performance data to continually inform decision makers in making the optimal decisions. And you're going to have to reset and refactor your strategy on an ongoing basis. I don't think there is anything more important than that. And then you're also going to have to extend this model and hopefully scale it as your business grows. Yeah, it was a great discussion. Ken, Eric, thank you so much. Cloud Spectator will be back with us again soon to discuss other pressing topics in the world of cloud computing. And our next session will focus on our vendors and helping them build dynamic go-to-market and competitive strategies, leveraging the power of NextCurve Cloud Spectator partnership. We are also planning other sessions for our enterprise end user audience. In the meantime, you can check out some of our webcast sessions on www.next-curve.com. I think you'll find them insightful. And you'll also find the replay of this webinar there as well. If you are interested in discussing how we can help you and your organization start or course correct your hybrid cloud journey, contact me, Leonard Lee, or Eric Marks. And we have a number of engagement options that can fit the needs of your organization, from custom research projects, implementation projects, executive workshops, to expert panels and inquiries. And Ken, Eric, thank you so much. We at NextCurve are very much looking forward to our partnership. And thanks everyone who attended this webcast. Have a fantastic day.
Visit us at www.next-curve.com.